The following program is sponsored by God Shining Light.
Inspirational, uplifting, real conversations with Pastor Dixie Pebworth about things that are relevant to your life today. Presented by God Shining Light Church. Getting real with Pastor Dixie on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. We are so glad that you have tuned in to the radio show today. It is a blessing and an honor to have this opportunity to speak into your life. Today on the radio show, we want to talk about the blessings of God working in His people. The blessing that God releases in His people empowers them to accomplish what God desires them to accomplish. Here on the show, we want to deal with real life situations and real life circumstances that people are dealing with every single day. We want people to know more than anything, God loves you, God is for you, He is not against you, and it is through God's Word that He desires to help people to overcome the problems of this world. The circumstances or the situations, the darkness or the curse of this world, it is through God's Word that He empowers us to accomplish what He wants done and to overcome this curse-filled world. But before we get into the Word today, I want to encourage everyone listening to me, get up and go to church today. Go and support your local pastor. If you have a home church, get up and go and be a part of what God wants to speak into your life and receive the blessing that God has for you. If you don't have a home church, then get up and come visit us at God Shine Light Church. We are located at 9897 East 11th Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We have a 9 a.m. service and 11 a.m. service. We also have a satellite church in Skytook, Oklahoma that meets every Sunday. They meet at 11 a.m. every Sunday morning. It is located at 206 East 3rd Street in Skytook, Oklahoma. Go out and visit Pastor George. I know he'd love to see you. Also on Sunday nights at 6 p.m., we have Live with Pastor Jim. Then on Tuesday nights, we have Celebrate Recovery in the Tulsa area. Then on Wednesday night, we have Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. It's a great time of Bible study. Our youth group also meets together. We have a wonderful time. It's church for the entire family. So if you don't have a home church, come out and visit us on a Wednesday night. We would love to meet you. Praise the Lord. Well, as I get started, let me go ahead and give a shout out to all of my incarcerated friends that are listening up in Dick Connors in Hominy, Oklahoma, the Faith and Character class. So also remember all the ladies over at Eddie Warrior, all the guys up at Vanita, and also over at Jess Dunn, and all the guys over at Cushing. Let's also give a shout out to all their family members that have joined with us on the radio show today. Welcome aboard, and we hope that we speak a word of life, a word of blessing, a word of encouragement into your hearts today. Shout out to all of our Wings of Freedom clients. So glad y'all tuned in today. Thank you for posting out there on Facebook. Getting Real with Pastor Dix is about to begin. Thank you for your blessing. And then also a shout out to all of God's Shining Light Church who helped make this radio show possible each and every week. It is a blessing to represent you and to speak a word of life on the radio show. Well, as we get into the Word today, we're going to talk about the blessing of God upon your life. What is the blessing that God desires to bestow upon all of His believers? First off, the word blessing simply means to empower to accomplish God's will in your life. When the Bible says God blessed them, what God was doing was God was empowering them to prosper, helping them to succeed in all that they set their hands to. When you begin to ask God to bless you in your situation, what you're asking God to do is to bless you, to empower you to accomplish His will in your circumstance or your situation. He desires to give you that blessing. He desires to give you that strength and that ability to accomplish His will in your life. If you have your Bibles, let's open them up to Genesis chapter 1. Let's begin in the beginning when God created all things and what He deemed man to do in the very beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, beginning with verse 26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." Verse 27, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Now see, in verse 28 here, I want you to see, and God blessed them. What God did, God empowered them to prosper, succeed in all that they set their hands to, and then gave them instructions to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. See, God wants us to prosper. God wants us to have the material things that are deemed necessary for life, but He also desires us to be happy, to be full of joy, to be full of peace and love. And He doesn't want material things to have us, but He wants us to have material things. And He wants to guide and direct our life so that we can accomplish the hope of His calling that He's placed upon all of us. I believe God has a purpose and a reason for every person that He's created. He has a hope of your calling in His vision that He desires you to accomplish upon this earth. He has a divine destiny for each and every person who has received salvation into their heart, who have received the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for all of their sins. He has a purpose and a reason for you being born again and becoming believers. Now, what that purpose is for us to seek after and to know. But as we ask Him to bless us, as we ask Him to empower us and to strengthen us so that we can multiply, so that we can replenish the earth, so that we can overcome the things of this world. He wants us to subdue our worlds. Now, what is our world? Where you function, where you operate, where you live on a daily basis, your home or your apartment or your job, all of that is your area. All of that is a part of your world. And when He says subdue it, what He was saying is to conquer and to bring into subjection to the kingdom of God or to the will of God. So as we take a moment and we look at our lives, what part of our lives do we need to focus on to subdue or to bring into subjection to the will of God? See, we're asking God to bless us and to empower us that we may continue to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, but also to subdue our worlds or subdue or to bring into subjection our lives into the kingdom of God. When the Lord's Prayer came about, let thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, through the Lord's Prayer, that was what God was wanting us to do, is to begin to seek His will in every situation instead of our will. He created us for a purpose to have dominion over all the fish of the sea and over all of the birds of the air, but over every living thing that's upon the earth. He desires us to subdue our world and bring it into His kingdom. That's where the blessing comes in. When the blessing is released, it goes to work bringing our lives into line with the love of God. It goes to work making everything good in our lives. I don't know about you, but I want the blessing in my life. I want the goodness of God in my life. I want the empowerment that only God can give, the empowerment that I need to conquer this world. If we take a moment and we look out there in this world, the world is corrupt. The world is dark. The world itself is cursed. Everything in this world dies. The Bible makes it very clear that death, bloodshed, disease, and suffering are a consequence of sin and the curse of this world. And see, it is God's will that we conquer the curse. We conquer this world. We overcome the things of this world instead of being overwhelmed. Well, sometimes we got to push back and we got to ask God, God, give me the blessing. Give me the empowerment I need to accomplish your will in this situation. It may be a situation in relationship. It may be a situation in finances. It may be a situation on your job or in your home. Whatever it is that is affecting you in your life today, God desires for you to conquer it and subdue it and to bring it into subjection to His will, to His kingdom, so that you are filled with the Spirit and that you are walking in the light of His word. Let's look at another piece of scripture, or another portion of scripture that deals with the blessing of God. And there's two areas. One is in Genesis chapter 12, beginning with verse 1, whenever God began to talk to Abraham And in that, what he said was, in Genesis chapter 12, beginning verse 1, he said, "Now the Lord God said to Abram, get you out of your country and from your kin and from your father's house into a land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. And in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed." When God began to speak to Abraham, he told Abraham, "Abraham, you need to get away from your kin folks. You need to get away from your father's house. You need to get away from the land in which you're in and go into a land that I will show you so that I can make you a blessing, so I can make your name great." He may be talking to you in the same way today, because he may want you to separate yourself from the things that are going on in your world right now. He may want to separate you, yes, from your family, or yes, from your circumstances and the land in which you're in. He may want to pull you aside and begin to speak into your heart so that he can empower you. When he said, "so that I can make you a blessing," he was saying, "so that I can empower you, Abraham, to overcome this world." It is God's will that we become more than a conqueror and not be a defeated church. He desires to give us the victory, and it is his will that we overcome. Another portion of scripture I'd like to look at for a moment is in Deuteronomy chapter 30, and just one verse is in verse 19. That's Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, and it reads like this: "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live." Now here we are. God has called heaven and earth to record. He has put them on notice that he has set before you and before me, before every human being in front of us, we have blessing or cursing. We have life or death. We have good or evil. We have positive or negative. And he goes on to say, look, choose the blessing, choose the good, choose the positive. What is going on? What would it take in your situation to turn it all around and give God the victory and give God the glory in the circumstances in which he was in? I know in my life, one of the greatest things that God did for me was he separated me from the land that I grew up in. He separated me from my kin folks. He separated me into a place I really didn't want to be, but at the same time, he separated me so that he could mold me. He could transform me. He could change my life. I want you to know God desires to bless you and change your life, change your circumstances so that you are walking in victory every day. It is God's will to give us the keys to the kingdom. It is God's will that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And he sets before us every day. We have a choice. You and I have a choice every day. Will we serve God or will we not? Will we obey God or will we rebel against God? In your situation today, what are you doing? Are you inviting God to empower you, to strengthen you, so that you could overcome this day? You know, while I was in prison, it was a day-to-day battle for me, and it's what prepared me to do what I do today. Please understand, to me, when I speak of prison, I speak of my school. I speak of the place in which God took me so that I could learn to do what I'm doing today. And in that, it was a day-to-day battle. I had to overcome all of the negativity that was in that prison, all of the darkness that was in that prison, all of the curse, the madness, the chaos, and I had to begin to focus each and every day. I had a choice. I could go into the negativity. I could be a part of the murmuring and complaining. I could allow that prison to destroy me. I could have allowed that bitterness or that hate to get down inside me. But by the grace of God, I made a choice. I wanted to be blessed. I wanted to choose life. I wanted to do good. I wanted to be positive in a negative situation. And as I would begin to do that, and I would daily make that choice. Now, in the beginning, it was very hard. I'm not saying this is easy. I'm just saying if you will make a choice, choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you this day blessing or cursing, good or evil, positive or negative. But right there it goes on to say that God said, choose life, choose blessing. Choose to be positive to overcome a negative situation or a negative circumstance. We have to speak life into our hearts. We have to speak life into this world. You say, well, I'm not able to speak life. Yes, you are. The Bible says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. Well, begin to speak life into your situation. Begin to speak positive outcomes in your situation, in your circumstances. See, I had to come to a point and realize that I had to speak life into my 80-year sentence. Otherwise, I was going to die in prison. What do you mean, speak life? I had to begin to tell myself or begin to speak positive things into my life to prepare me to get out of prison. I remember in 1988, whenever I was in prison up in Dick Connors in Hopney, Oklahoma, I was at the very beginning of my 80-year prison sentence, and I was seeking God with my whole heart. And Prison Fellowship sent a special guest in to speak and to share the gospel, and his name was Steve Davis. He used to be the quarterback at the Oklahoma Sooners from 1973 to 1975. He was named the most valuable player of the 1976 Orange Bowl when the Sooners won their fifth national championship. And here he came in to share his story, and there was something in particular that he said that really touched my heart. What he said was whenever he came to play football at OU, that Barry Switzer was his coach, and he was a freshman. And Barry Switzer pulled him into his office, and he sat down and talked to him and began to say to him, one day you're going to be the starting quarterback of the OU Sooners. One day you're going to be the starter. My question to you would be is, will you be ready? And what he said was, one day you may have an opportunity to get out of prison. One day God may speak or God may move to set you free from prison. The question would be, will you be ready? When he spoke that and said, will you be ready? I was thinking to myself, if God let me out right now, I think I'm ready. But the truth of the matter was, I wasn't ready. And so I began to prepare myself. I began to seek after God. I began to get my education. I began to go to Bible school. I went to business college. I began to transform my life in a positive manner so that I would begin to prepare myself to get out of prison. I wasn't waiting on someone to tell me my date that I was going to get out, or wasn't waiting for someone to tell me when I might go up for parole. No, I had began to prepare myself before I had any hope of getting out. I had to activate my faith. You may have to activate your faith and believe God in your situation right now to pull you through or to carry you through to get to the other side. And then I had to begin to make those steps and speak positive into the negative situation. Well, one of the things that happened was in 1990 in February, my name appeared on a parole docket. Now, I was not supposed to go up for parole on my 30-year sentence until 1997. But somehow, some way, and to this day, I don't know how, my name appeared on a parole docket with Department of Corrections. And I went and asked my case manager, my counselor, and even the parole investigator, how did my name get on a parole docket? I wasn't due up for parole until 1997, just on my 30-year case. And they all gave me the same answer. It was, I don't know. So in that, I went back and I got on my knees, and I thanked God that my life was in His hands. And He inspired me to get up and write one letter to each one of the parole board members, telling them or letting them know what I was doing to prepare myself if I was ever given the opportunity to get out of prison, what I was doing to better myself and to make sure I would never be a menace to society again. I was getting my GED. I was going to business college. I was going to Votech Horticulture. I was doing everything in my power to transform my life so if I was ever given the opportunity certainty that God would set me free, I would be prepared and ready. Well, really what I was doing was asking God to bless me in a negative atmosphere so that I could become a positive influence around that prison yard. I was asking God to empower me to fulfill His will and to prepare me to accomplish His destiny for my life. Well, this was 30 years ago. I never would have dreamed that God had planned for me what He has done to bring me to where I'm at today. And being a senior pastor and a founder of God's Shining Light Church, being the director of Wings of Freedom, I never would have dreamed that God was going to do this. But what I did do was I dreamed that God was in control and that God had the power to speak one word to change my situation. And all I had to do was seek God to make sure He would speak that word. And on January the 24th, 1994, God spoke that word and set me free. And I have been free ever since. But not only was I free on the outside, He has set me free on the inside. He blessed me and prepared me so that I could accomplish His will. He sets before you and I every single day. He sets life or death. He sets blessing or cursing. He sets positive or negative. The question is, and He says this to us, choose life, not death. Choose blessing, not cursing. Choose positive, not negative. And through that, it will overcome the negative of this world. You know, this is Halloween week this week. You know, Halloween will be here the 31st. And, you know, I saw a video out there that talked about Christians celebrating Halloween and how they were going to be cursed and how, you know, God's not going to honor them or bless them. And I just rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I personally don't celebrate Halloween. I celebrate Harvest Fest or I celebrate All Saints Day. But what I do is take my light and shine it in a darkened world to overcome the darkness. I know Halloween is a satanic holiday. I know that witches and warlocks and sorcerers, they all come out during that time and they do things that are totally ungodly. I'm not saying they don't, but I'm also saying I'm not out to celebrate that, but I'm out to witness for Jesus and witness for God to move in someone's life. I'm not going to condemn them if they put on a costume and go out and try and get candy. No, actually, I'm going to open up the door of our church and invite people on Halloween night from 5:30 to 8:30 to come and be a part of our Harvest Festival. I want to give children a safe place to go instead of being out in the neighborhoods where we don't know what's all out there. Some of you are listening and saying, yeah, but the blessing was in the Old Testament before the fall of mankind, before the curse came upon this earth, and God's not out to bless us anymore. Well, I differ with you on that. If you have your Bibles, open them up to Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3, and it simply reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." See, through Christ, through the sacrifice He made on the cross, all that was lost in the curse or in the fall of man in Genesis chapter 3, God has restored in the New Testament through the sacrifice in which Jesus made on the cross. And as you look upon that sacrifice and you receive that sacrifice into your life, you become born again. And God's blessings begin to be poured out in your life all over again. God does not want you being miserable. He does not want us to be defeated and overwhelmed by this world. No, He wants us to be more than conquerors of this world. And He says there in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has empowered us, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." It's through Christ that we are blessed. Let's go on over to Galatians chapter 3, beginning with verse 13. If you have your Bibles and follow along, look up the scripture. You might just write it down right now and go back and look at it. But it goes like this, "Because we have been redeemed from the curse of the law." In Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, he says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. See, it is God's will that we receive the blessing of Abraham. What was the blessing of Abraham? The empowerment of God's Spirit dwelling in Abraham, moving him into covenant with God so that Abraham could accomplish God's will in his life. What sustained Abraham for 25 years waiting on a child to be born into him? It was the blessing. It was the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. What is it that you need God to do in your life today? Is to empower you with the blessing upon your life so that he would fill you with his Spirit so that you could conquer or subdue your world or subdue your life and bring into subjection into God's kingdom. God's kingdom is a beautiful place to live. God's kingdom is a blessing. It's not about religion. It's about a relationship with Almighty God and knowing that he loves you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Remember, God didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. And when we look upon that sacrifice and we receive that sacrifice in our hearts, then we become forgiven. And the Spirit of God moves inside of us and empowers us to accomplish his will upon the earth. When we respond in obedience to God's word, he blesses us and prospers us and helps us and strengthens us from the inside out to overcome this world. Praise the Lord. I pray you've heard a good word from God today. I want you to know that God loves you and God is for you. May God bless you. May God empower you. May God strengthen you right now where you're at. Until next week on the radio show, always remember, God loves you. Getting Real with Pastor Dixie is sponsored by Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa, watering made easy by the professionals. Whether your need is commercial or residential, Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa is your one-stop solution. From quote to design to installation, from a broken sprinkler head to a complete overhaul of your existing system, they have you covered. Let them help you with all your watering problems. Do business with the pros. Call today at 918-592-5555 for your free estimate.